So, but thank you very much. And, you know, I think that we're developing a good relationship with the General Assembly, and you know, hopefully can continue that and give them the information they need to have confidence that we're making the right choices here and doing the right things. The legislature was on break the last week, and the Senate, while the House was in session this week, the Senate was not. So there hasn't necessarily been a great deal of movement on our various legislative items. I know you've been getting reports on those, but there hasn't necessarily been any significant movement since you last received a report. We do have some legislation that we are, you know, following closely, and you will be getting that report, again, a more formal report after the House has been in session this week. But again, I don't know that there's been a significant amount of movement or activity. We think it's important that we protect you know, our customers' privacy, and work closely with the Attorney General's office on some legislation to make sure that, you know, we're protecting IPAS records to the extent that nobody can track people's movement on our system, FOIAing or otherwise accessing IPAS account records from other individuals. Cleanup of the Toll Highway Act was also a top priority. There were, as it often happens, you know, that act is decades old, and there's lots of language in there or items covered that, you know, are no longer relevant or may have been superseded by other legislation, and we just are going through that cleanup, as well as some clarification on some of the procurement reporting and other things, trying to align the tollway with IDOT so that we're not confusing the contractor community further and making it as easy for them to do business with us as possible while living up to the reporting standards. So I think that we've, you know, done a good job on moving some of that legislation and making it clear to the General Assembly what our priorities are, and they've generally been supportive, but I think we had a good showing there. Performance measures. Many of you, as you may recall, we did a presentation on some performance measures that we're going to be reporting on quarterly. We would typically, there are two sets of performance measures, some related to our quarterly financials and how we're performing, you know, revenue and spending in our quarterly financial reports, and then a new set of performance measures on key initiatives that we talked about at the beginning of the year. While we were going to do the key initiatives performance measures to report out on those this month, we decided to postpone it so we could do both the financial and key initiatives reporting at the same time, and the financial or quarterly financials were not going to be ready until next month. So we'll be reporting out to you on those next month so we can see a good side-by-side comparison of both the financial and other quarterly performance, and report to you on our progress there. Electronic billboards. I wanted to raise with the board and actually request your assistance on an item that's come up recently. As some of you may know, we've been working with SFI, who currently has the lease for our Oasis, and they have presented us with their interest, or at least articulated their interest, in installing electronic billboards at the Oasis as a way of generating additional revenue. After discussions with the board chair, I would think it makes sense for us to reconvene the Oasis working group to discuss this and other Oasis-related matters. I think it's a good time for an update generally, but also to discuss the installation of this new these new billboards, or potential installation of new electronic billboards on our system, and the merits, you know, pros and cons or merits of that proposal. So, Director Wisner, I was hoping that you would accept this new assignment and reconvene your group, and under your leadership, we might review this and just generally, again, a status check on progress on the Oasis, if that's acceptable to you. Yeah, sure. That we get that done. Trunice will be, again, the contact for convening that meeting and trying to get that group together. So,
yeah, that'd be fine.
That's great. Because we'd like to certainly thoroughly consider this request, and I always have actually very much appreciated the working group relationship, and we can really deep dive into some of these issues. It's very helpful. Also wanted to alert you, because we don't like to take anyone by surprise, the Trump renewal, which is our vendor, basically that's our contract.
There's nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Right? Nothing to do with Donald Trump. That's for the vendor that manages our electronic tolling system. If you remember a couple months ago, Sean, I think, did an excellent update and presented a timeline on when we expect to see a new RFP developed and potential, you know, system upgrade or system replacement for our electronic tolling system, but it is likely to be a multi-year effort. So we will be coming back to you in May. It's that time that we are going to have to seek a renewal of the vendor contract that manages our electronic tolling system. You know, we continue to work to make sure that we have, you know, the right level of expertise on our own staff to manage and operate the system, but we will need to renew this contract, frankly, probably a couple of more times, as Shauna mentioned in her presentation, in order to facilitate, you know, going out to the marketplace with, you know, a request for information. We'd like to see what's out there, also request for proposal, and then ultimately, you know, the system development and integration. It is, you know, almost 80% of our revenue coming through our electronic tolling now, so it's, you know, obviously incredibly important that when we do upgrade or make any changes, that we do them thoughtfully. So, but wanted to give you a heads up that that's going to be coming next month. I was planning on quickly going through a presentation that I've been giving publicly, the tollway update, just so that you're all aware of what's being said publicly. I can quickly do that if we think we have time.
That would be helpful.
I think it would be too. And again, I'll go through quickly and not be so much in presentation mode, but I want all of you to be aware. Some of you have attended some of these public discussions, but I wanted everybody to be aware of the presentation that I frequently asked, as we all sometimes are, to make presentation to chambers of commerce or other groups, and this is the information that we're providing about kind of where the tollway is in our current process. So as you can see, we have a very exciting title slide, and then I go into, you know, the summary of what I cover in the presentation is really the update on our congestion relief program. I talk a little bit about our 2011 budget and review of our finances, the capital planning process that we've all been going through over the last year. I discussed that as well, and also, you know, I want to make sure that everybody's aware of the economic pressures and the challenges that we're facing as an organization. So as you can see from the next slide, you know, you've seen this slide before. We're 85% complete with the original congestion relief program. it presents, obviously, an opportunity for us to look back on the tremendous work that the tollway has accomplished thus far, since 2004, but also, you know, we do have a next phase of work to develop. So the next slide, slide four, of the $5.8 billion program, we've really been able to reduce travel times. We've invested now $5 billion in our system. We are on schedule and within budget for that, and the improvements have all been delivered while maintaining passenger toll rates. So for the majority of drivers on the system, toll rates of between 3 and 4 cents a mile, which are among the lowest in the country. So really a tremendous accomplishment for the tollway and for the folks who have been here longer than I have implementing it and doing a successful job of this program. Next slide is really about what we have going on this year. Significantly, you know, less work, frankly, than maybe in previous years. The program was front-loaded to try to deliver as much to our customers as quickly as possible. We have about $200 million worth of work going on right now, including some resurfacing work on the Jane Addams, as well as, you know, some additional work on the Tri-State. We have the new Balmoral change that's been discussed and some system-wide work. But the primary work going on is really this Jane Addams resurfacing work. And as we all know, the Jane Addams is in need, ultimately, of a longer-term solution, a rebuild, but we are doing this resurfacing work in the near term to keep it in operating. Then we move into the tollway budget, a breakdown of our budget, which always, you know, people are very excited to hear about our fascinating budget information, but I think it's actually important that people understand how we spend the revenues on our system. So of the $680 million in revenue that we're projecting for 2011, we walk through the breakout of, you know, the debt service. You know, a significant amount is spent on debt service. Significant amount also deposited into our reserves for future improvements or to make sure we have the right capital reserves for additional work. And the $255 million that we spend on our maintenance and operations is actually represents a 4% reduction from the 2010, the budget introduced in 2010, which is really the first time in the tollway's history that we've managed to reduce our operating budget. And I think we obviously are continuing to look for efficiencies, but I think is an accomplishment in and of itself. But this is generally the way our budget breaks out. We have a balanced budget. We obviously have to budget for our operating costs and our debt service and the required deposits. And we have done this all by trying to maintain as close to 2x coverage on our, you know, debt service and debt ratio as we possibly can. And that really protects our ratings as an agency and also keeps the financing cost as low as possible for the debt that we have bonded and the bonding that we have done. So that's been important up to this point to keep those borrowing costs low. Talk a little bit about our revenues, the forecast versus the actual, the economic impact of our work. So going back briefly, you know, when we look back to what the TOLE was projecting 2011 would look like back in 2009, you know, we've actually are significantly lower based on the economic trends and the work that we've seen, I should say the general condition of the economy. We are significantly lower than we thought we would be in 2009, and we have managed to that and budgeted to that, but we're, you know, over $100 million less than we thought we would be at this time back in 2009. So, you know, I think that we've done a good job as an organization meeting that challenge, but it is nonetheless a challenge compared to where we thought we were going to be. You know, there's an economic impact and outside influence of the work that we do, but also a lot of outside influences that impact our ability, not only the revenues that we're seeing, so the general economic conditions. We can do an excellent job, but if the economy is struggling, you know, the revenues that we see are going to be lower than we would have maybe projected. And there are also outside influences on our own budget. So we have, you know, mandatory pension contributions and other things on our budget that are costs that we can't necessarily control or do anything about. So try to talk a little bit about those. Talk a little bit about the budget efficiencies, the management audit we have underway. We've obviously achieved almost 4%, but we want to do better. The toll audit of the toll collection system to make sure we're collecting everything we should be collecting. That's very important because obviously many people pay, so they don't like the idea that some people aren't. So we want to be responsible in that way. And then, you know, other cost-saving measures that we're pursuing, and we'll be coming actually back to you with some additional ideas on cost savings in the coming months. You know, Shauna is looking at our credit card fees, looking at our healthcare costs. We're really trying to even do better this year in controlling some of our operating costs. And then the next slide, slide 10, is a slide that you've seen before. These are the projections of our revenue, debt service, and operating expenses from 2015 to 2034. I like to make the point that if you kind of click once here, we've got our operating expenses. This assumes 3% growth rate. And if you assume a 5% growth rate in our operating expenses, which is frankly a little closer to where the tollway has been historically, you can see that we constrict even further the amount of money that will be available for future, you know, construction on our system, maintenance of our system, and frankly, you know, debt service. So we also then, on top of this, fold in the debt service, and I think it does a fairly good job of demonstrating, you know, the importance of controlling our operating expenses in the long term. And we try to underscore that importance. Do we have the $500 million in here? I do mention that the difference between 3% growth of operating expenses and 5% growth over that period of time equates to about $500 million, which is a lot of money and, you know, is the cost of, you know, frankly, some major projects on our system like the 294-57 interchange approximately. So it means a lot if we can just keep those operating costs under control. Then go through the future projects. You've all heard about these before, the rebuild of the Jane Addams. We think that doing this sooner rather than later could save the tollway as much as $400 million, so it is something the board is taking very seriously and thinking about, as well as some of these new projects on our system. We've been going through the very public exercise of, you know, contemplating Elgin O'Hare West Bypass, 53 North Extension, obviously the Ileana and Prairie Parkway, a little probably further down the road, but also important projects that you've discussed, 294-57, and then the idea of using congestion pricing on our system as a way of controlling congestion and maybe some additional revenues as well. So those future needs are underlined by the next slide, which is our existing system needs. It's $6.1 billion of identified existing system needs. So I know that we talked about the Jane Addams on the previous slide, but just we've clearly an existing system need, and you've told us to prioritize it in that way. But we try to, you know, articulate here that we see through 2026 existing system needs of about $6.1 billion. And then we've all seen the next slide. We reviewed this at our December board meeting, slide 16, where we compare not only our existing system needs, but also the cost of all of these new projects that many people feel are important, including potentially some type of transit element on the Jane Addams. It comes to $16 billion of identified new needs, wants. And then we have, if you click again, we've got, based on our available funding, the projections from those earlier slides, we think we'll have about $5.1 billion of capital, and that does include some new bonding available based on our current projections. So you can see we have already $1 billion difference between what we see coming in available for funding and meeting our existing system needs, let alone any of these new projects, which may be important to the region, important to the economy. And I think that it is important, and audiences, I think, have appreciated, if I dare say so myself, and those of you who have been in the audience should feel free to comment, but I do think that audiences have appreciated the clarity of this. We've tried to be very clear in defining this difference. So can we talk a little bit about next steps? We continue to review all possible financing scenarios to be as creative as possible in the way we're thinking about debt and financing these projects. Some of the work of and recommendations from, I think, Maria, Director Saldana, and Director Morris, thinking about, you know, are there different bonding scenarios or extended terms of bonds that might help us, but, you know, different financing scenarios. We will continue to seek community input. We're going to be going out actively in the next, and I am going out in the next couple of months, certainly not only give this presentation, but hoping the directors can also engage with some of those groups, and we can make sure that the communities know where we're at and have an opportunity to weigh in on the priorities as they see them. And then we do need to make some decisions about our 10-year capital plan this year. We're required by statute to issue a 10-year capital program. We'd love to try to make some of those decisions, at least of what those future projects might be, in the first part of 2011. That might extend a little bit into the second half of the year. But, you know, clearly there are some more work that needs to be done to see how we how our capital plan can be shaped and ultimately what steps we need to take to implement it and not only maintain our existing system, but if there are new priorities identified, what those should be and what we need to do to make them a reality. So trying to be quick, I now need to take a drink of water, so I'm hoping somebody else will talk for 30 seconds.
Okay, that was excellent. Thank you. I think it's very clear. Any comments from the directors about things?
Just the decisions on future projects first half of 2011. That means May, June, next two board meetings.
We're hoping so. I think that the reality is it will probably extend a little bit beyond that, especially since I'm going to be out the first 2 weeks of June. But I think there is some more work and, frankly, more community input that needs to be done. So we have been saying the first half of 2011 and trying to be aggressive, but it may extend a little bit into the second. But we do need to make some decisions so that we can, you know, do the right planning work to begin any of those projects or any of the work that we need to begin next year.
How many of these have you had presentations in?
Continues to be refined, but, you know, I would say that I've had, we've used many of the slides in this presentation for the meetings with the Elgin O'Hare West Bypass mayors, for instance. I went to the Southland Chamber event recently, and Director Rolfe was there, so he can attest that I did give this presentation. Joliet Rotary, also a lot of similarity there. So a lot of those types of groups, and I think we've got a couple more coming up. We'll try to get the schedule out to all of you so you're aware. But, you know, similar types of groups, when chambers come and ask me to speak, or rotaries, or economic development groups, or transportation groups, you know, this is really the ground that I cover to kind of let them know where the tollway is and the work that we've all done getting to this point.
Schedule for Tri-State Alliance.
Tri-State Alliance. Yep, that's one coming up.
Have you made presentations to some of the large business groups that are certainly interested in the congestion and transportation issues, like the Illinois Chamber of Commerce or the Chicago Land.
We have been working with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce to try to schedule a date with them. We can conference with their transportation committee and are kind of planning around a date, but we have been in contact with them, and so those are definitely on the radar as far as groups, the planning organizations as well. I think generally, the CMAPs of the world and even MPCs and others are aware of some of these details, but we'd like to get in front of them as well so they understand kind of where we are in our planning process and existing needs.
And I'm sorry I missed the Earth Day presentation because I was busy with other things. But did we talk any? We just talked about the Jane Addams. I mean, I just think there seems like we need to create a buzz about we've got all these needs, we've got these constructions.
Well, Earth Day really wasn't about the tollway in particular.
I know.
I think we wanted to make it about more than just the tollway. But I think part of the work that we're going to be doing over the next couple of months. And again, we'll be enlisting, I think, some of you to come to, those meetings as well and maybe even speak or be incorporated into the presentation so that we can be, clear and people can be clear about where we are, the pressures that we have, the challenges that we have, but also the opportunities that exist for us. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I would add a couple of things. I think a lot of people that use the tollway every day really have no idea, even though the information is available in many respects, but I think the outreach is important, and I think the response has been, while we didn't realize, for example, people still think we are taxpayer supported in some fashion, and we are not. They don't understand that the district 15 is taken care of by the tollway. So I think when those messages get to people, they really start to understand that, albeit we have our shortcomings and we'll get technology to be as a super highway as the highway that we operate. I think just the fact that you're out there and communicating with them helps people get a different level of appreciation for the tremendous work that's done by the many employees of this organization. I mean, it's every day. It doesn't stop when it rains or snows. It's every day. And I think people have an appreciation for that. When they see this, they also have an appreciation that you're looking forward, because things have been managed pretty effectively to this point, and our ratings would reflect that, so that going forward maybe we're in a little better position perhaps than we would be otherwise had those things not been done in the economic uncertainty of the environment we're operating in. So for all the shortcomings that perhaps we hear about from time to time, things are pretty amazing.
Good. Any other comments? To Maria's comment, one thing we might think about is that last dot point saying just decisions might be made by the end of the third quarter of 11 or something like that. We should
say in 2011.
Well, I don't want to let up the pressure of.
Then let's set a date now when the board will make an up or down vote on this.
I'd like Christine to think about it and come back to us.
I'm ready.
Okay. And did you have anything else?
I have one more thing, which is just an update on the unattended toll plazas that I wanted to quickly touch base on. As you recall, and probably better than I, because it was actually before I started at the tollway, back in February of 2010, the tollway launched a pilot program closing the cash lanes in two mainline toll plazas overnight when traffic volumes are extremely low. One of those is the Plaza 69 at Dixon. The other one is Plaza 99 at Spring Creek. The open road tolling lanes, of course, are available to people, and the toll booths, although unattended, the far right cash lane does remain open for drivers to pick up a toll payment form and collect information about how they can pay either online or at an upstream or downstream plaza. Cash paying customers have been asked to, again, pay their tolls online, or we have recently also implemented greater customer education through signage and even collectors at, whether it's a downstream plaza or an upstream plaza, the next plaza, basically, either the plaza before or the plaza after. Those toll collectors stand prepared to collect through envelopes or, you know, collect the revenues or the cash collections from customers to make it as easy as possible for them to pay them. During this pilot program, about $400,000 in revenues came from the post-payment of tolls and fines, or came from the payment of tolls and fines through this effort. And while the post-payment method of an unstaffed lane does result in slightly less revenue than we would have projected overall to be collected at those plazas, and I do want to remind the board, of course, that we, you know, the post-payment process really lasts up to 2 years. We're pursuing violators or others who don't pay on our system, and often we find that it sometimes takes up to 2 years to wrap up, you know, really fully pursuing everybody who may not have paid their toll initially. So, you know, we expect those numbers to change slightly, but we are collecting, you know, slightly less. However, the pilot program, you know, has really been financially beneficial because we were frankly paying significantly more to collect those tolls and staffing than we were actually collecting during those overnight hours. We just didn't have the traffic to support the staff expense at those plazas. So we really have found that the resulting net income gain, you know, we have, you know, $443,000 in income and savings that we're seeing in not having staff at those plazas, even with a slightly diminished, you know, at the gate collection, just because we're saving so much money and, you know, not staffing booths that are, frankly, people aren't driving through. So these cost savings from the pilot program have been beneficial to us and certainly helpful to us over the last year. And we're going to continue with our discussions with the union about the impact of the program, but also, you know, we'll keep the board posted on the status of this program. But we have found, you know, some significant cost benefit and cost savings and a positive economic impact on the tollway as a result of the overnight closure of those two plazas. So just wanted to report out on that since it's been a little over a year since it was implemented.
So the honor system is working pretty well.
The honor system is working, but we are also, you know, pursuing people as violators to the extent that they aren't paying. But we have found that, you know, starting in approximately December, is that right,
yes.
Jeff and Wendy?
Yes.
We did, you know, take some steps to put more signage up, try to be a little bit more clear with our customers about what they needed to do to pay, and we have seen an improvement in kind of the education of the customers and their understanding of how to pay and whether they're paying through the envelope, you know, at the next plaza or the plaza before. Jeff has also done, I think, a nice job of making sure his collectors are educated at those next plazas to make sure that they're informing customers, you know, that they do have an opportunity to submit payment there, and we're tracking that. So since December and this increased education, we have seen even an uptick in the revenues that we're collecting kind of at the gate or at the time that we should be collecting them. So ultimately,
having Jeff once a month chase him down the road with that big sign has been very
So thank you, Christy. And consistent with our discussions about distributing information in advance to directors and not having to walk through everything in a presentation at the board meeting, you did get a report from Christy on a number of different things, which included some background data on this with the actual breakout of the collections. And so I just wanted to compliment you on getting that done and getting it out so that everybody has that, and wondered if there were, before she's done, are there any questions on that specific report that anybody has? That's a very useful tool for us. Director Cannon, at the risk of embarrassing you if you're asleep, wake up.
And I'm just, here.
Okay. It's very hard to remember that you're in that little box. So is there anything that you want to comment on that's happened between the time we started and now? Because we're about to go into our consent agenda. If you have any comments.
No, it's fine.
Okay, great. And you've been able to hear, I assume, every golden word.
Every word is crystal clear.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we'll move to the consent agenda. I just would like to remind people who aren't here that we do start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we have a whole series of committee meetings. In advance of those meetings, most of the things on this consent agenda have been discussed between the chair of that committee and the staff, and every board member has received a copy of all this material, so if he or she has a specific question about it, it can be asked in advance. So it feels, if you're walking in here, as if we're racing through a whole bunch of stuff. I just want to say there is a lot of time and energy that goes into this in advance, and the way it gets on the consent agenda is if people have agreed that there is no further concern or comment about these items. So let's start, if I may, with the consent agenda, and we'll start with finance, and we'll take the first two items. May I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Any second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Business systems, let's take that one. May I have your motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, those that pass on procurement, why don't we take 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No? Okay, let's go to the engineering. We'll take 1 through 6 on these. May I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Legal number 4 has been tabled until the next meeting, so we'll take 1, 2, 3, 5, and through 11.
Actually, Madam Chair, 10 has been deferred until...
I'm sorry. Thank you, Tom. Okay. So 4 and 10 have been deferred. May I hear a motion on the remainder?
Motion to approve.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, that passes as well. Thank you. Is there anything on unfinished?
How about number 11?
It was in there.
Yeah, okay. You just took out 4. Did you have a concern about 11?
No.
Okay. Anything on unfinished business? Okay.
I just think we should point out that our chair has recently been, is about to be nominated for the City Colleges Board, so I must have missed that earlier, but congratulations or condolences, whichever is more appreciated.
Unfinished business if I've ever... But my heart and soul and time remains here at the tollway until my heart and soul and time get absorbed by the mayor. Okay, anything on new business? Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn the regular board meeting, and we'll go into executive session.
Yes, Madam Chair, just for the record, the previous session and the upcoming session will cover the exceptions C1 to 11 and 21 of the Open Meetings Act.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll take a very short break, and then we'll go into executive session.